Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Before we get to today's episode, I just want to let you know that we went and filmed a D&Ds for Nerds miniseries set in the frozen norths of Icewind Dale and based around Wizards of the Coast's recent Rime of the Frost Maiden adventure. The first two parts of this six-part campaign are available right now for you to watch in glorious whatever quality we uploaded it in. Follow the link in the show notes, go to our website, sanspantsradio.com, and hit banner, search for Sans Pants Radio on YouTube, or whisper, "Where is it? Tell me your secrets!" into the mouth of a common house cat, and wait for the next step. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
Well, I don't say anything, as I have probably reverted back to a spider. A grumpy spider.
You have your old body tied up and on your back.
Yes, I'm not happy either. Well, I don't say this. I skitter. Well, if you could let Grey Dove, know that Fae Spider is a bit weakened, and, that, yes, we got some of its kin, and we're going to go to this church here. And we'll be on the way back in a few days.
How well-versed is Glubble in types of parrot? How tropical have you lived?
How tropical have you lived? Either way, I'm being distracted by the shininess of your earrings. I feel like I'm going to just encapsulate the smooth brain of a bird.
Right. Well, in that case, Love is Blind kind of takes a natural leadership role. You can see inside, it's like a casino. And you hear, as you walk past him, you hear him muttering, "Lemons, lemons." Some people here are more cogent than others, though. You can see there is like an old-fashioned wizard.
Give me a coin. Come on.
Tree stump.
Buy these things just once. And then we'll go and we'll go and do, okay, you can have one.
Have a go.
All right, have a go.
You and Tree Stump finally end up at a, let's say, a craps table.
Okay.
You sidle in between a knight still on his horse and on the other side, a troll.
Yes, well,
Have a go.
Okay, yes, yeah.
All right. See, it's fun. Okay. It's fun. It's healthy. Yes.
I realized I actually don't know how craps works, so we're going to change this to blackjack.
Done.
All right. I also don't have. Is there a deck? Surely there's a deck of cards here somewhere.
Zammit's going to have to give up the one.
Oh, Zammit. Shattered. Oh my God. No. I only need half a deck. It's fine. You keep the four, yeah. All right. Are you both being dealed in?
Yes.
Yes. One for my friend, please.
Hey, look, they're trying to make us want to gamble, but it hit me.
There's a card for you. My face up card is a 5.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll show you so you can kind of see it. Like we're actually playing fucking blackjack.
Okay, I hit my beak on the... Hit me.
Oh, very cute.
That is intensely cute. Mm. Cass? I mean, Tree Stump?
I fell. Yeah.
What are the... What did she got?
25.
Ah, that sucks.
Hit me, please.
All right. I should say as well, the person dealing these cards out is probably one of the monks. You see that the monks are both responsible for... like being like dealers and stuff like that, but you see that there some of them are also actually just playing. Mm-hmm. What do you want?
I got 21.
Oh, 21. Good job. Hang on. Let me find out. That's 12, 14. Bust. You win. Tree Stump.
I'm very good at this. I'm talented. I have a knack for it. I should keep going.
Tree Stump, add 4 gold to your character sheet.
Very well. We should probably keep going, but you're on a roll. Hit us again.
All right, can I get the cards back?
If we do this more, I'll become rich and I can afford nice things. Maybe I can buy that amulet if I got enough money.
Why doesn't everyone do this?
It looks like a lot of people are doing this, but no one else is winning.
I know. It seems like there's 2 of us, so we've basically doubled our chances, right?
Some of these cards are upside down.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. There you go. My face-up card is a 10.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm staying.
Staying?
Yes.
Hit me, please.
Oh, how are you sitting?
A bust.
What do you want, 22?
23.
Oh, okay. 12. Bust. Fuck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you win. Right. You win 5 gold, shall we say.
Yes.
Can I get the cards back? Do you want to play another?
Oh, I think it's a move fair.
I mean, we do one more.
So far, we both won.
Yeah, oh, you know what I've not been doing?
Shuffling?
No, I haven't been shuffling. Tree Stump, you lose 1 gold.
Oh.
You lost.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I hoped you would know this was a thing.
Yeah, I know, right? Mm. You thought this was going to be infinitely gain money? No.
Yeah, how much did I lose before?
4. But okay. Give me a number between 1 and 31 for, because I was just happy to ignore that.
Let's go with 13.
13? Extra skilled. Succeed on a skill check.
Excellent.
All right. Another round?
One more.
Look, we may as well.
What is your Rome equivalent?
I've got a face up 5.
Hit me.
Hit you?
Yes.
Hit me, please.
That's not good. Fuck.
I busted.
Well, I've got 11. 11 plus 6, 17. I hold.
Yes,
you both lose.
Okay, help me as well.
Tree Stump, you lose 10.
Oh.
And Global, you lose 2.
That's not fair. I've got to get it back another round.
I mean, look, we're both down now, but maybe we just, what if we keep riding this?
Yeah.
One more.
Remember how we came in the middle?
We genuinely become addicted to this.
We're not addicted. We're allowed to stop in time.
Yeah, we're just having a bit of fun.
We don't want to stop it.
Turned into a spider. I like that, just serving a bird. Come on. There you go.
Oh, the bird's got money.
My face up is a 4.
Yes, well,
I'm going to hold.
Hit me. Ooh, okay. Let's see here. It's 17. I'll stay on 17.
Right. I got 12. House is bust. Good job. Well, both of you earn money. We'll say Tree Stump 6 and Global 3.
Yes.
I got 20.
Right.
There you go. Cool. And then
really, okay, I'm good. We really need to go and find this thing. And what about this? Look, what if we go and get the thing and then we reward ourselves for being good and we come back?
You turn into a spider.
My bird burst.
It does not feel. How long can you be a bird for again?
An hour.
An hour? It does not feel like it's been an hour. But you turn into a spider.
I waggle.
You look out the, maybe you glance at the windows and you see that they're all blacked out.
I blink.
Not like you can see outside and it's nighttime. They are blacked out. Like there's something covering them. Here, I'll give you your cards back so you can play with them.
Thank you.
Was it like this the whole time, like in the don't know when it's nighttime and daytime way? Or
it's, yeah, don't know if it's a nighttime or daytime way. Although you probably don't work that out.
Oh, that's fair.
Well, like, you can roll actually. You know what? Fucking Earth.
I think they're just blacking out the window so that we don't know what nighttime and daytime is and then we stay in longer.
I tap 1 for yes.
Oh, he doesn't understand.
I am so upset that you said I tap 1 for yes.
Oh, yeah, good
because
point.
Because Cass 100% forgot that was the system.
I tap once.
Do you remember what tap 3 for is? Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, good.
All right, so...
You said I tap 1 for yes, and I said, he doesn't know. I forgot so hard you explained it, and I was like, I'll make a joke.
I'll start pouring at you and then be like, nudging to be like.
Oh, is he making a little Y for yes with his little lungs?
Actually, I got one more. I just turned back into a cockatiel. I got one more of this, and I need to have a short nap. But let's go. I don't want to. Come on. Let's go find the fryer.
Did you hear what I said about the window?
Yeah, good point. I agree. Yes. Remember? Tap 1 for yes.
Oh, what does 3 taps mean?
3 means I'm sorry.
Oh.
Keep trying to eat people. It's not great. It's a little bit of an urge. The spider brain's kicking in. Kind of like I really want to pick on your earring. Could you just pick me up?
Yeah.
Cool.
Why didn't you fly? Oh, no. Yeah, no. I'm so sorry. That's so rude.
Haven't quite worked out wings.
That's all right. I don't know how to use them either.
Yes. Well, anyway, let's go to this fryer.
Why am I letting you turn into a bird? We've had this discussion. Yeah, anyway, all right.
That was the thing. He's just not that fun.
As you walk back across the room... both of you immediately wander off again.
Anyway, what game is this?
Oh, no, it's so shiny. It got
now you're playing a slot machine.
Oh. Give me one. I want to put it in.
Oh, okay, here you go.
All right, hang on. There. Let me get some dice for a slot machine. All right, both of you have a go?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Tree Stump, you get lemon, cherry, apple. You lose.
Oh, but what a nice juice one gold. Make. No! I could have paid that and gotten the juice.
Glubble, you get lemon, ogre, hearts.
And that is good?
No, you lose 8 gold.
Oh, man!
Oh, I don't like these ones. Wait, do I?
I'll say after you have lost this amount of gold, mm-hmm. This is probably kind of represents actually several goes. You can probably start to be like, oh, wait a minute.
This wasn't as fun as Blackjack, where it was very good and easy on time one, and therefore want to keep going. They should really implement some sort of strategy that's similar with these. These machines, I reckon it would be good and very good for everyone involved.
Yeah, so like maybe give us a small payout first and then we'll maybe make us...
Just say I put in 3 gold and I get 1 back, it feels like I win. I actually lost more than double my money, but it feels like I win.
Let's go find this friar before I turn back into a...
You have no idea how long you've been here again.
I think I've got half an hour left. Look at the blacked out windows.
All right, you start walking again.
Where'd their friends go?
Tree Stump and Global. Both of you, let's say you're at an actual... You both wake up sometime later. You, Tree Stump, you've lost 3 gold. Global, you've lost 4.
Aw, man.
You're at a craps table now. You're standing next to Global. Mm-hmm. You are a spider again.
Of course. I hope the spy is waggling, holding dice.
You just stick it to your fucking little paw or whatever. Tree Stump and Glubble, you are both standing next to Glubble, yourself. You are still tied up, but you're standing at the table, like with wide eyes watching the dice be rolled.
I kind of do a frightened spider gesture, slap your back, Big T, and point to myself. And is there a glass of water somewhere that I can look around and see?
Yeah, there are like people going around with drinks, trays and drinks and stuff.
And then
like
I point to one of them.
Are you thirsty?
And I point back to the me, Glupple.
Oh, he's thirsty.
I then point to his body.
You want me to put you in the water so he can drink you? And
the spider Glubble, kind of without arms, kind of gestures to one of the serving people walking around and they put a martini in front of him. The spider Glover looks down at it, and you hear him say, "Snake eyes," and then he drinks from the martini glass, still bound up. He makes a mess of it.
Okay.
Do you want to drink?
I just tap 3 times.
Oh, no, what'd you do?
I tap twice.
No.
I then point back to my spider body.
That's...
Or, well, the spider in my body.
You need to... Need a swap back.
I tap once and then again for twice.
You're
sorry?
Maybe
I set 4 for maybe. Anyway, yes.
I get a drink for my spidery friend.
Uh-huh.
You point to the water.
And
you have a drink now. They're complimentary.
Is it water?
Would you have asked for water?
No, but now I'm really... Okay,
a beer is set in front of you.
Oh, no. Can I please have a water?
You are also given a water.
Oh, I splash him.
Thank you.
You splash Global?
Global. Body Global.
Okay, yeah. His breathing is still kind of labored, but...
I need more water.
He is now breathing. You keep ordering waters... Yeah, eventually I'll say you spend... All right, so both of you are going to lose a bit more money, but you spend enough time at this... You at one point you're like, oh, craps, and then you remember what you're trying to do. So you unfortunately just spend enough time at this table to have to roll again is what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
You lose 6 gold, Tree Stump, and Global, you lose 7.
All right, okay. Okay.
But we keep the body alive.
Yes, yes, yes. At some point, can I either get a... Can I write with a spider hand?
I think we deduced...
I can write in dirt.
Yeah.
Is there dirt here I can write in?
No.
What if I hold you up by 7 legs and I point the 8th one down and we get like a... some sort of a napkin and like a whiskey.
I hit once for yes.
And then you can draw a little bit.
Yeah, I see what you're trying to say.
I'll hold you like a pen, but the pen is you and you
must... Do I have any ink on me?
I don't know. Do you have any ink on your character sheet?
Probably.
If you have ink on your character sheet, sure.
I got cartographer's tools.
Oh, wow, that's true.
Cool.
Oh, you have the pen and paper in your bag, yeah?
Well, I guess, Global, I'll get you to make... Well, Tree Stump, first off, I'll get you to make a strength check.
She can't read.
That's right. We did establish that. Well, you'll have to use pictograms.
Someone else can read it to me.
All right, Tree Stump, you are able to steady Global's spider paw.
Oh.
Now, Global, you need to make a dexterity check. Beautiful. Global, you can draw... Here, I'll give you my pen and paper.
Mm-hmm.
You can draw any sort of pictogram you want. You can't draw any words. You can draw words, but Tree Stump won't know them.
I could get someone to help me.
I'm going
to
draw what is basically looks like a U, and then I'm going to draw little waves in it, and then I'm going to draw fish me.
Don't say what you're drawing.
Well, I've got to explain to the listener.
Oh, I see. No, that's fair. Cash, you luck out this time.
Yes.
Oh, you need to get in the bath.
I tap once for yes.
Oh, but I'm trying.
I point at the waiters.
Excuse me. Can you please put my friend in the bath?
They'll have to buy a room for the night.
Oh, yeah, it's good for it.
Would you like a room? The waiter turns to Global. Global looks wide-eyed at the waiter and then returns to the craps table. The waiter just kind of shrugs at you.
I draw a barrel.
Oh, do you have some sort of big cup for someone bigger than me? Very big.
They bring you out like a jug that you might serve like a pitcher of water in.
I go over to Global and just sort of...
That you might serve a pitcher of water in. They'd bring you out basically a pitcher.
Is it full of water?
You didn't ask for any, so no.
Could you please put some water in this?
They bring it back out with water. The waiter at this point is like... and he brings it out with water.
I'll book a room too. How much is room?
Room for the night? A gold a night.
Okay. All right. And we got that.
And I can always win it back later. A room for the night for my friend, please. I tip the pitcher of water on him. Actually, no. I stick his little fin fist in.
For the two of you?
No. Just for the...
Just for them?
Just for the... Fish man.
Okay. That'll be a gold.
Thank you.
Pay him a gold. All right. I'll have the keys brought down.
Thank you.
Fish boy's not going to know what to do with that key.
No, we take him to his room. We put him in there and we leave him tied up and in the bath this time. And he can't die.
I tap once for yes.
What do you want to do? I think we've got a game of craps to finish.
Both of you feel the draw again of like the tables and the slot machines and stuff like that. But yes, this time, for the first time, you're able to resist it. You're like, no, this is someone's drowning or suffocating, rather.
Mm. Yeah, I just keep tapping my body, but like spider, well, fish body, and keep tapping, and then we point to wherever the room might be. I'm doing a lot of pointing, a lot of gesturing.
Do you need some assistance? The wizard you saw before is standing behind you.
Oh, someone's bringing us a key. That's all right.
He shrugs.
I tap once for yes.
Oh, hey, no, my friend needs something. What do you need?
Tap.
Can I get the book back?
I tap once for yes.
We do need help.
Am I to take it that one means yes?
Oh, yeah.
I tap once for yes.
One means yes.
Well, that is an interesting way to confirm it, but it feels right, so I'm going to say it.
What kind of wizard are you? Are you a tricky wizard, or are you a helpful wizard?
I didn't realize those were the types.
Oh, well...
I would describe myself less of a wizard and more of an academic.
Oh. Do you know how to swap bodies?
No!
Not for me, for my friend.
I know methods of swapping bodies, none that I could implement easily or here.
Like, that's... It sounded like you were going to be helpful, and it turns out no.
I'm very sorry.
That's all right. Could you be helpful?
Well, what do you need help with?
I need to put this man back in this spider.
Well, that is achievable.
Do you know
but
how?
You are neither in the right place nor the right time in some aspects for that.
What do you mean by so? Is this a... Have you from the future?
I am from many places and even many times.
I don't think you can say you're from the past if you just aged. You're not allowed to tell me that if it's just...
It's more complicated than that.
Oh, okay, well, that's allowed.
I am what some deem a planeswalker. I come from other planes of existence, where time means different things.
Oh, could you take me
that's
to...
That's neither here nor there. You are currently here before me.
Okay.
And you seem to be in trouble. This poor fellow here, I assume he needs water.
I tapped once.
But he is bewitched by the foul magics of this place.
I tap once.
Well... as the key is being brought out, as the key is like the waiter like sets it in front of Global, who just kind of ignores it.
Well, perhaps we shall get your friend then to a bathtub post with.
Oh, that's my plan. Come on.
Tap once for yes.
As soon as you move away from the table, the instant, both of you are like, oh, what's that one?
Yes, you feel, however, what if though?
You feel like a tug around the scruff of your neck, both of you, and you see a spindly thin fingers in front of your eyes.
Come on, we must away.
I tap once.
Yes, it's right. To the bath.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin! Dejin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you. And I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
You physically drag Global of Global's body. Global's spider body must be, like, forcibly removed. He's not happy.
Can I web him?
You can web it. Like, he's coming with. The two of you are strong enough to drag him along.
Be quiet. Yeah. It's very annoying.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, sure, I'll allow it. You web up his mouth. No one seems to really notice or care. Mm. You drag him up the grand staircase to the upper level. You can see there's a lot of people here wandering around, kind of like slowly shaking their head, like they're waking up after a night's drinking and they have a hangover. A lot of them are like, you could see they're opening purses, checking empty purses and stuff like that.
Aww.
One of the monks walks past. As he walks past, you hear that chink, 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 chink from one of their pockets. And then you get to your room. You open the door and step inside, and there's like some... It's quite a nice room. It's probably not worth a gold, though.
Okay.
A gold seems overpriced.
I'll fill the bath up. With Global in it. Let's put him in the bath and just start filling the bath up around him.
While you and the wizard are... whose name you still don't know, are filling up the bath... are filling up the bathtub. Global, you smell the most delicious, delectable, beautiful scent you've ever smelt. You turn around and in one of the corners of the room, there's a little ice box. And from the ice box, the most delicious smell is coming.
Wait, 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 wait. Is there some sort of Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to read a minibar price list.
I pad over to the icebox.
You pad over to the icebox, you pour it open. Inside, there is a selection of different drinks and small confectionery snacks. Mm-hmm. This is probably a bit of a novelty. Like, you're aware of the idea of individually wrapped and packaged foods, even in like an industrial scale, but they are still kind of a rarity of sorts. Okay. These would be things like that. They wouldn't be packaged or wrapping as we would know it, like plastic. Mm-hmm. It would be probably like butcher's paper or like cotton or something like that. Like probably a reusable packaging of some sort. Okay. But yeah, nonetheless, packaged like little treats and stuff like that.
I do the international hand gesture of like,
don't mind if I do finger waddle.
Yeah. But with like, say, six of my legs while I'm balanced on two of them snack on perhaps just a one.
You could probably still get things like potato chips and chocolate and stuff like that. You wouldn't be able to get, like, a Snickers bar, but you could get, like, chocolates.
Whichever the most enticing one is for me, I will consume with my spider mouth.
There would definitely be something like jerky in there, so you're hoeing down on some jerky. Tree Stump, you see this?
Do I have any concept of how much a minibar would be? I'm thinking I don't. Do we have to pay for them?
3 gold. Disappears from your purse, Glubble. You will notice that the next time you check.
Ah, it's great that I'm never checking.
We call it check, like we assume this is just how it works. It is all free.
Mm.
Oh, I guess you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Just because someone hasn't kicked down the door and been like, you got to pay for that, doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to be paying for that.
Well, bewitched, Adam.
Because
you're usually bewitched. Tree Stump isn't.
Usually what happens.
Tree Stump's justifying. That's what Tree Stump's
that's
doing.
True.
Usually what happens is you go to a store and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they say money. Mm. And you give them the money and then they give you the thing. This one. Just reach over and take it like mm-hmm. it was, and it's in our room.
This is
in our room.
You know what? You. Fine. Just start eating. Not my wallet.
That's cool that it's free. I take a chocolate.
All right.
Oh, no. I can't know about this.
You lose 2 gold.
No.
It's twice what the room cost. I absolutely should have charged you more for the room. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Here we are. What happens when we don't have any more money to be taken?
Well, we'll find that out when it happens.
Okay.
As you're like half, so the spider lizard, the spider global does not understand that he needs to be submerged. So when you start pushing him under, he thinks you're trying to drown him.
Oh, just breathe in.
As you, Tree Stump and the wizard push him beneath, the wizard's got like his sleeves rolled up. The wizard looks at you, Tree Stump, and says, a pleasure to meet you, by the way. What is your name?
Big T, what's your name?
My name is Sir Isaac Newton. The spider global thrashes and
unhappily folds his arms.
The spider global thrashes and fights beneath you, but after a few seconds understands that they can breathe normally, and this is actually quite relieving for them, so they begin to calm down.
See, it's all right. Wasn't trying to kill you at all. I'm a friend.
Why, may I ask, have you come to this place?
Oh, we had to get a necklace.
What was the necklace called?
The amulet.
The Sword Sage Amulet of the Fortune Teller.
It was called the Sword Sage Amulet of the Fortune Teller.
Ah, I believe that is one of the prizes.
Prize?
Sir Isaac Newton lets go of the spider global and says, yes, the prizes. There's a cabinet of them over the way. I could take you.
What do you have to do in them?
You must play some of the some other specific games. They give you little tokens if you win at them. Collect enough of the tokens and you can cash them in for prizes.
So the games we have been playing or different ones?
No, the ones you play are in the adult section. The children's section is where you get the tokens.
Can we just buy them? I got adult money.
I don't know if you can. You could perhaps speak with the friars. Oh, sorry, with the monks who might take you to the person in charge of this, the friar.
If they're for children, you steal them. That was in my head. That was in my head. I'm not saying that out loud. Do you know how to... Thank you. Sorry.
I mean, you can be in the children's section, though. So you could, like, whim them if you wanted to. But I think the magical items are quite expensive.
Is there a drink in the minibar?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a drink.
The bottle you take out is like a label that says premium elf water. You lose 7 gold.
Is it just water?
Water?
Is
yeah.
It?
Oh, dude.
Man.
Oh, dude.
Can't you even get a little bit like little tipsy here.
No. Oh, do you want? Yeah, there's alcoholic beverages.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You take on an alcoholic beverage. You're gonna get spider drunk. You take on an alcoholic beverage. Can you process this?
No.
You pay 2 gold. It's like some. Maybe it's called Dwarven Brow.
Mm-hmm.
You drink from it.
I drink that. Wash it down with some elven water.
Do you want to get, see, the problem is a lot of the drinks, the alcoholic drinks, well, all of the drinks are kind of like small size, so you kind of got to drink a lot of them
if
you want to get drunk.
Well, again, how enticed am I by all these little knickknacks?
I'd say you've spent enough money at this point
that you slowly
be like, wait a minute, what am I doing?
Jesus, do I need this?
You realize, actually, you know what, you were not stupid. Like tree stump, you realize that that was another compulsion thing. Man. You highly doubt that was free.
That was hang. I have a look in my spider purse.
You discover the missing money.
Well, fuck. Well, this is coming out of my cut. Damn it.
That is very funny. I should do shit like this more often.
I like pat over to everybody and try.
Imagine if this had been a combat encounter. You would have missed this.
Just angrily gesturing to the minibar, to my wallet, just like waggling my arms around and just kind of at a bit of a huff.
Oh, were we meant to pay? Oh, okay. I open my purse. Oh. Oh.
I gesture with the yeah. Anyway.
That's more expensive than the room.
I dip
Why
my...
didn't they charge it to this guy?
I dip my paw in the spider paw in the ink. And
well,
like...
technically they did, because Global's money and Global's money is the same money.
Oh, man! Son of a bitch! He's stealing my money.
Fuck!
How much did he lose?
Not much. 12 gold.
Fucking hell.
What do you want?
I was really see someone go, ah, turn to his computer, search for calculator. Bring up calculator.
I've got 18 gold left.
Oh no.
This place is sucking you dry, dude.
I had nearly 6.
Mr. Newton, Sir Newton.
Please, that was my father's name. Just call me Isaac.
Would you say the apple didn't fall far from the tree?
What's an apple?
Will Sir Isaac Newton ever figure out this apple puzzle? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you were told were impossible were, in fact, very much the opposite?
Reality is not what you think it is.
It's so much more complicated.
Fascinating.
And, above all, terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
As you're traveling further and further and further north, you're looking at your phone, watching as 5 bars becomes 4, becomes 3, becomes 2, becomes 1, becomes that little emergency E sign. About a year ago, a company called Bismarck Oil and Coal collapsed. Mm-hmm. When it collapsed, several documents became unsealed. It was filled out by Officer Lenny McBride.
That's who I am. I got one girl at home. I got a daughter and the wife, but she's looking after the daughter at the moment. And that's who I am. Land to my friends.
You see a big painted sign in very big and bold words, both in English and in French. Warning, at all times, please keep your weapon.
Okay.
The elevator takes you down underground. You get the willies.
Do you think that once it's out, it will be gone, or...?
It'll be free.
What are we dealing with? What is this?
What on earth could you think it is?
An awful thing. Something that turns men against men.
I gently put my finger under Wade's chin and lift him up and kind of look him in the eyes. You're right there, Wade. You took a bit of a tumble.
I don't know. You don't believe these stories, do you?
Beyond the Map, an anthology series set in a world not that different from our own. Listen week to week on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Alternatively, you can just grab the whole campaign as a digital download on our website, sanspantsradio.com.